This goes to Dr. Scott Vogel, V-O-G-E-L, fax 989-885-5910, regarding Sylvia Schutt, S-C-H-U-T-T, date of birth 3-7-1949. Dear Dr. Vogel, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Schutt with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was April 14th of this year. She has had problems with a TIA, and that occurred last summer. She had studies done, and it showed a 75% blockage in the left carotid artery. So she's going to be having a stent placed next week. And she's hoping that she will not have any more symptoms indicative of a stroke or TIA. Her symptoms included some right-sided weakness and slurred speech and difficulty thinking at that time. And they did improve within 24 hours. Currently, her weight is stable, and she is feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Lasix, 20 milligram daily, with metoprolol, 100 milligram daily. Losartan is 50 milligram daily. She's anticoagulated with Plavix, 75 milligram, and low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. For diabetes, Trulicity, 1.5 milligram once a week. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 146 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse, 60, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 140 over 50. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular today, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 23rd, 2025. Creatinine is slightly improved, 1.11 with estimated GFR of 52. Calcium 9.6, sodium 136, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 29, albumin 3.5, phosphorus 3.7. Hemoglobin 12.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue getting lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 4, bilaterally small kidneys. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.